In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. So I ain't got nothing for y'all to look at. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to get better at technology. I'm not technologically advanced like the rest of them, but we're going to get all the bugs worked out one of these days. So this morning I want to look at a little thought here, and I want to read Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, and then Matthew chapter 15. And Romans 1, 16, 17, very familiar scripture, says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." He said, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 1, says, "Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, Whosoever shall say to his father and or his mother, It is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. Ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." And that's one thing I want to look at. The doctrines, because we have, you can have the doctrines, or is it following the commandments of men? And one of the things that I was looking at some things, and then I was thinking about, was in Bible study last night, and you know, you can have the word, and one of the questions was asked about revelation. Said, can you get a revelation without being born again? Well, I've always said, when God begins to deal with you, justification is a revelation. When he brings you to the place of you understand, because you've got to see that you're justified. You've got to come to a place to realize that you're lost and you need a Savior. That's a revelation. God shows you who you are. Because when you realize I'm in this place and there's a chasm between me and God, and there's only one that's going to bridge that chasm, and that's Jesus Christ. And he's offering you the gift, a free gift of salvation, for you to come into fellowship with him. He wants to bring you into this place. When you see that, that's the revelation. And as Brother Wade was speaking, you know, when you see that, the revelation, when God begins to deal with you, that revelation, then you can't stay in the same place that you were before. Because that revelation is to bring you to a closer step. So when you come into justification, then the Lord begins, when you step into that, what is it? In Acts 2, when he says to repent and be baptized, what does repent mean? It means to turn from your old ways. So when you turn from your old ways, now that doesn't mean that you're not going to fall. That doesn't mean you're not going to fail. That doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. But you know what? You make a conscious effort to turn away from the old things. You know, when you get to that place, the Lord has to do a work in your life, but there's something that we do. You know, you can't be around the same people that you were around before. You have to make a conscious effort to change who you are. You know, one of my favorite loves and one of the things that I was absorbed with, I mean, absolutely absorbed with, was country music. Ask Janine, ask Richard. You asked me, I knew all about it. I knew songwriters, I knew singers, anybody that won different awards over the years, I knew them. I knew all kinds of people. I was like a walking encyclopedia. I just absorbed everything. Because it was just something I loved. I played it all the time. But you know, when the Lord began to deal with me and the Lord saved me, you know, I had to turn all that away. And you know what? When I give my heart to the Lord, you know what? The love of country music didn't leave. You know what? It took some sanctification to get there. But you know what? It was a process. But you know what? I sold all my CDs. I got rid of all my stuff. All because I had to make a conscious effort to stay away from that. And so when you get to that point, you've got to set all that aside. And so then you start trying to make that conscious effort. But you know, the desire had to leave. And it's just like smoking. And you know, those different things, you've got to try to put that away. I'm going to step away from that. But you know, but the Lord has to do the sanctification. And just like the sister that Brother Branham was talking about, you know, you can't go and witness to those people as she did in the dance hall and say, "Well, I'm so delivered from that." Well, come to find out, she realized she wasn't delivered from that. Because when she got back into that atmosphere, it drew her right back in. And she was right back out on the dance floor. And so it's the same way when you receive that revelation, God is bringing you to a closer walk. But, you know, we've got to put some effort into it ourselves. And that doesn't mean when you fall and when you fail, you know what? The grace of God is still there to cover you. And you know what? You just pick up and you just keep going. You know, and so you just keep going forward. I fall, I fail. But you know what? If I can't look at myself, you can't look at yourself. Because you know what? We can confess our faults, and He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, is what the Scripture tells us. Then you know what? We just go before the Lord. And you know what? I can't do this. But you know, I'm going to put some effort into it. Amen. I'm going to pray. Yes. And you know what? And everything's going to get in your way. And I'm going to pray and I'm going to read my Bible. But you know what? You've got to press into that. Yes, and you know what? The devil's going to be there right beside you, right in front of you. He's going to hinder you all the way. Right. But you know what? You just got to keep fighting him. You've got to keep pressing that battle. Right. And you know, as you stay in the Word, through the Word comes sanctification. Yes. Because as you feed on the Word, the Holy Ghost is, and see, that's another revelation that comes, because He begins to reveal to you. You'll start to see the unclean spirit go out. You'll start to see those things that you battled, that you know, I can't overcome these things. And Brother Donnie would tell you, we stepped down at the shop years ago, and he kept telling me, I can't give up cigarettes. But you know, I told him exactly what he needed to do. That's right. Just keep on going. Amen. I said, when you get down to business with God, God will get down to business with you.
Amen. That's right.
And when you get to that place where you like you said, when you get tired of being sick and tired, and you want to get rid of that thing, and you get before God, and you get serious with God, God will come on the scene.
Amen.
But sometimes we're just kind of like this scripture here. And you know, one of the reasons why I want to read this scripture is because, you know, Jesus said they took the doctrines and they taught the doctrines the commandments of men. And you know, He was talking about by your traditions you've made the Word of God of none effect. And one of the definitions of tradition is an ordinance. It's like a law. But one of the definitions that I found I thought was really interesting. It means giving up, giving over. The act of giving up, as in the surrender of cities. And I thought that was really interesting when I was reading that. It's what caught my attention is when you look at that, when the Lord has brought you to a place and the word has come to you. And just like they did, those Pharisees and the Sadducees, they took the word that they had heard. And it was tradition to them. It wasn't in the law. They had read into that. And they had made their own rules, their own traditions. And because of that, they put that on equal billing with the law of Moses. And so they equaled these and had each one had to have the same reverence. So when they saw the disciples come by and they didn't wash their hands and they didn't wash pots and they didn't do certain things, they were highly upset with those disciples. And they come to Jesus and say, why do they do that? And he was like, well, why is it that y'all don't follow the word? And because they had got to this place of looking at everything a certain way, they had lost the reverence for the word. And many times in our lives, we can do the exact same thing in the fact that if we allow, it's like, well, you can overcome, but if we allow the devil to put in our mind, we can't overcome. You can't be healed. You can't be delivered. You've always battled this, and you'll always battle this. You know, your grandparents had diabetes. Your parents had diabetes. And they say you got diabetes. Well, you know what? The diabetes devil can get off. Because the word of God says, by his stripes we were healed.
Yes, sir.
And so just because it come down through my genealogy, the physical genealogy, doesn't mean that I'm accepting those rattlesnakes. And just because Brother Branham said, you know, we all have tempers. Well, you know what? We still battling this flesh. But you know what? We don't have to battle him forever. Right. Why? Because there's deliverance.
Yes.
But by the word that has come, we have received deliverance.
Yes.
And we just continue to walk in that. Justification was a revelation. Sanctification is a revelation.
Yes.
The baptism, the new birth is a revelation.
Yes, it is.
And then we know that coming up through the stature of a perfect man, every one of those is a revelation. It's a continuation. But you know what? It's the same Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost starts you on your journey, and you start going, and every step of the way, it's the Holy Ghost leading you all the way. And you just continue. But you know, we don't have to back up for the devil. We don't have to accept somebody else's thoughts or ideas about it. You know, those Pharisees and Sadducees, they had heard for years, all those generations had heard that oral tradition as law. And they wouldn't transgress that for nothing. But here they are, but they had spent more time worried about the certain things about tithing all these little mints and cumin and all this other stuff. And Jesus said, you've turned away from the weightier matters of the scripture.
Right.
Because they were so interested in certain little things and they didn't understand to look at the big picture.
Right.
And they had missed out and they were so tied up with certain things that they missed God. Brother Branham said that the Word was made flesh. The Messiah was standing in front of them. And they were so wrapped up in their own tradition of things that they had missed the very God, Messiah, standing in front of them. And standing there speaking to them. and they had missed. That's who they were looking for. They had spent all these years looking. Hey, we know the Messiah's coming. With the Messiah's coming, he's going to fulfill the word. But he didn't come the way they wanted him to. He didn't come the way they expected him to. And when he didn't come that way, then they come against him. And Brother Bram said they turned him down. They turned it down. But when Jesus stood before them and told them, said, search the scriptures. And them you say you have eternal life. But they are they that testify of me. And here they are standing in front of them and beginning to speak the word. And here they are expressing the word. But Jesus brings them back to the true revelation of what the word says, not just saying something. You know, throughout the years, we see a number of people, and I thank God for our pastor and his ministry all these years. But you know, there's lots of people that have heard, and just like the Pharisees, they've heard a commandment, they've heard a tradition. And it's like, well, you know, well, we all come here with this seed in us. And it's like, well, let's go back to the scripture and let's see what the scripture says.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, and then it's like, well, you know, you talk about Daniel's 70 weeks or different things. You know, you ask who's taught on the stature of a perfect man? All these doctrines. And it's like, well, you know, we believe them, but nobody digs into them. And it almost has become a tradition that people have not looked at the word, that nobody's dug into the word. But, you know, we've had a pastor that has really called this message. And he has labored in the word. And we've had a fivefold ministry, Brother Wade, Brother Bob, Brother Weiss. Man, they have labored in the word. And you know, we have the word. Now think about Brother Keith. You know, meeting, I don't know when he met Brother Dale, Brother Wade, them. But you know, man, I tell you what, I thoroughly have enjoyed. I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Brother Keith's church is on YouTube. You can listen to, and I tell you what, if you as a little side note, if you feel down and you don't think you can, you need a little pick me up. Y'all listen to the song services sometimes, and I think if that don't stir your soul, your spoon's fat out of your bowl. But you know, you see these brothers, and you know, they have labored in the word.
Yes.
And you know, because you know, somebody had to set aside their ideas, their tradition, whatever they thought.
Right.
And you know, they had to get into the word and dig.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know, just like when the disciples were there and they are looking in the word, but Peter had a revelation. When Jesus stood there and asked the disciples, who do men say that I am? I, the Son of Man, am. Well, you're one of the prophets. You know, You're one of, but who do you say that I am?
Right.
Not what man says, what everybody else says.
Right.
What's the leading thought of today? But who do you say that I am?
Yes.
And Peter stood there and says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood never revealed this to you, but my Father's revealed this to you. And he said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And he said, the gates of hell won't prevail against it.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, it didn't mean that the gates of hell wouldn't come against you with everything that it had.
Right.
But the gates of hell can't prevail over you.
Right.
The gates of hell, all the power in hell can't overcome you.
Right.
You can't be defeated.
Amen.
If we stand on the word.
Yes, sir.
If there's a place that God has made for us to stand, then that's where God is wanted us to be. Stand on the word, because if we stand there, then we have a place.
Yes.
Then when we say, well, I don't understand something. Peter didn't understand.
Right.
He didn't understand. The disciples didn't understand. But you know what? They knew who he was, and they followed in what he had, what he told them. And so, you know, even in all their faults and failures, you know what? God didn't give, Jesus didn't give up on them. They, you know, what he told them, he said, I'm going to go away. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days and I'll raise it up again. You know what? Peter didn't agree with that. Peter didn't see that. But you know what? It didn't change Jesus' thought on Peter. I kept telling him, said, Peter, when you get converted, when you get over yourself, when you get converted, when you get over this, when the Holy Ghost comes in and quickens the word that you're holding, listen, strengthen your brethren. You know, when you think about all the faults and failures that Peter had and all the problems, Jesus stand there and told him, said, Peter, he said, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. He said, but I've prayed for you. He had somebody that was interceding on his behalf. And let me tell you something. We have a great high priest this morning. And you know what? He desires the best for each one of us. And wherever you are this morning, whatever your need is this morning, he's here to meet it. And so whatever you have need of, you don't have to worry about the things that have come in the past. You know what? Because the sea of forgetfulness is there. The depths to be, all of your sin is to be put in the depths of the sea. As Paul said, he said, putting those things that are behind me. He said, I press toward the mark of the high calling. I'm putting all these things behind me. Because you know, if I just let all the things that I've seen, all the things in my periphery, you know, you won't get anywhere. And that's what the devil, he brings all these things before you. He wants you to keep our eye. But there's one thing we do, we keep our eye on Christ.
Amen.
We keep our eye where he said for us to go.
Right.
He's made that promise that I'm not looking at what what doctor's reports say.
Right.
It's like, our doctor says this, but I got a doctor's report over here from the great physician. It's like, well, which one am I going to look at? Well, you know what? As long as you got breath in your body and you're still moving, you know, then you know what? I'm still looking at it. By his stripes we're healed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Nothing trumps that.
Yes, right.
When the harder the battle, the more the devil comes against you, then you know what? It's the greater the victory.
Amen.
When you see your lost loved ones, When your children and you are doing all kinds of things and you look and think, well, how's this going to work out? Well, you know what? I ain't trying to figure out how it's going to work out. God didn't ask me to figure it out. He said, do you believe? Then that's all I can do. I can put it in God's hands because he's the one that'll take care of the problems. He's the one that'll solve it. It's because I always think about in the message, letting off the pressure.
Yes.
That sister that had the grown children. And Brother Bram's talking about, you know, she's like 60 years old. She looks 30. And she said, well, Brother Bram, when I was young, I give my heart to the Lord. And said, you know, he said, cast all your cares upon him. And he said, that's what I done. I cast all my cares on him. And we'll have the musicians come on this morning. We're getting ready to finish. But he said, I cast all my cares on him because I realized that he said he would take care of my problems. He would take care of me. And you know what? I cast them all on him because you know what? If he can't carry them, I know I can't carry them.
Right. Amen.
And you know, she had such peace. She had let off all that pressure. And you know what? She wasn't worried about all these things. She didn't carry all that stress and all that. Why? And it showed on her countenance that she had cast her cares upon him. And it's the best place. God wants to carry your burdens. He said, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Yes.
And he said, I'll give you rest. And you know, many times we want to, just like the little story, I'm gonna finish here. But it was like the little story about the little boy that had the toy that brought it to his dad. He wanted him to fix it. And he kept wondering why his dad wouldn't fix it. And he's like, son, he said, as long as you're holding on to it, I can't fix it. But he said, you've got to turn it over to me. He said, when you let go of it, he said, then I can fix it. And many times in our lives, we think we've turned things over to the Lord. And really, when we take a full account, when we really sit down and pray about things, sometimes we realize, you know, we think we turned over to the Lord, but we keep muddling in it.
Yeah.
And we keep messing with it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We turn it over to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord. I lay it in your hands. Well, then you know what? I'm not digging in it anymore, trying to figure out things. I'm free of that. Because then I don't have to try to figure it out or worry or fret or anything about it, because it's in his hands. Amen. God bless you this morning.
Amen. Amen.